Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to St. Luke in the 21st chapter as we hear about the coming of the Son of Man, of Jesus Christ, verses 25 through 36. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then Jesus told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all its leaves. As soon as they sprout, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you will know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and worries of this life, that the day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Each week throughout this Advent season and then through the season of Christmas through Epiphany Day, we will be working our way through a series called Prepare the Way. I hinted a little bit about one person who prepared the way for Christ when we were talking about the shelf, and John the Baptist, who baptizes Jesus. He's the one out in the wilderness calling, prepare the way. So each week we will live a little deeper into how we are preparing the way in our hearts and in our lives for Christ Jesus. Each week we'll hear two scriptures, one from the Old Testament, from the prophets, who are calling God's promises out to a people who are waiting for a Messiah. And we'll also hear one from the Gospel of Luke that will be more of the traditional Advent and Christmas stories about waiting for the birth of Christ. Now, today's Gospel lesson was from Luke, but it might not have been that familiar starting point in the Christmas story leading up to the birth of Christ. Sometimes to get to the beginning, you have to start closer to the end and wrap your way around. In our text from Luke today, we heard the word stand, that verb used twice. Instructions that Jesus is giving his disciples about his second coming. You are to stand up, to raise your heads, to be alert so that you may stand. This is so that we will be prepared for the coming of Christ. This time of year, we get easily distracted, and we have a certain fascination with some things that are shiny or grab our attention. Things like lights and music and food and family gatherings and parties. All things that raise our anticipation for Christmas and create in us a certain desire to just jump rather quickly to celebrate the birth of Christ. However, it is tradition in the church and for us to have a little more restraint, to take this season of Advent as a time of waiting, of reflecting, of preparing in the weeks prior to Christmas Day. We're known as those people who don't rush to Christmas. We don't run to the manger just yet. Instead, we listen to the gospel call that helps us to draw nearer each day in our individual lives, in our collective lives, to God, so that we can stand, so that we are ready when the day comes. Advent marks the beginning of the Christian calendar year. Our calendar year rehearses the life and death and life of Christ, rehearsing God's mighty works. So we hear these same stories, and some different ones, year after year, remembering what God has done and remembering and looking forward to what God is doing. Advent is no different. We begin the year by looking back towards that first Christmas, but also looking forward to Christ's return, the second coming, when God will usher in the fullness of God's kingdom begun at Christ's first coming. And yet those aren't the only two things that we celebrate and look for at this time of year. We also look for Christ to come in a third way. We look for Christ to come into our hearts, into our lives, each and every day, remembering salvation and God's continued work in our lives, transforming us and making us new. The word used for Advent in Latin literally translates as coming. So we remember these comings of Christ as a babe in a manger in the fullness of God's kingdom and into our hearts at salvation and renewed through Scripture and the Holy Spirit. We remember and anticipate these comings, and we find hope and promise in this Advent season as we wait. Advent invites us into deep work. Preparation for the Lord is not something that you can accomplish in just one day. It takes a while. So I hope that you will mark this time with me as we prepare, as we expect, as we wait, and as we watch for God to do the miraculous. We know that the historical first coming of Christ has happened, and yet we find ourselves once again in a holding pattern, awaiting the Messiah. The world has been changed and is still waiting to be changed yet again. We are awaiting that final fulfillment of our hope. We get to live into that in just a small way today as we gather around the communion table. We remember that when we partake in communion, in this holy sacrament, we are but receiving a foretaste of the heavenly victory banquet. We know that that feast with Christ is still to come. But we know that God has already set the table. So we join around it, anticipating, waiting, watching, and being filled with God's grace. The first Sunday of Advent always reminds us that we are waiting, that we are watching. We hear prophetic messages from Jesus and from the prophets. We hear all sorts of sources and signs that might bring us distress or anxiety, that might spin us up into hopelessness. It wouldn't be difficult with the scripture from Luke that was read today to be a preacher of doom and destruction. This year and at the beginning of Advent, every year. However, I believe that taking that road is not the most faithful path for us, for Jesus Christ has given us a different witness, something that runs counter to all of the doom and destruction. Without a doubt, sure. Our scripture lesson today presents words of judgment against injustice and inequality and indifference toward love and compassion and unity and fraternity. However, it gives us another word as persons of faith. It gives us a word of hope that God will give us strength to stand on that day. According to Luke, Jesus' message about the end times is telling us that we should wait with joyful expectation in light of the coming kingdom of God, which promises release and deliverance to God's people, freedom from sin and the things that weigh us down. This message of hope and promise is to shine bright as the candle in the darkness, to be something that makes us stand out at the end of the day. Now, don't get me wrong. There are things in this world that are wrong, that are evil, that are against God's will. And we should forsake those things and repent from them in order to turn to what is right and righteous and in line with God's will. For in turning to God, we find that we embrace the message of hope over evil and the gift of grace over destruction. It's only in light of hope and grace that we'll be able to stand when the Son of Man comes. Jesus offers us words today that call us to be ready. When the kingdom of God bursts into our daily existence, will we be ready? When God's divine time interrupts our human moments, will we be ready? When things don't remain the same, will we be ready? Jesus says, stand up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near. In order to be ready, we're going to have to do some lamenting. We're going to have to lament the bruises and brokenness of a world that knows violence and discrimination and prejudice and intimidation. But at the same time, we're going to have to engage in hope and joy in a world that raises up those who are transformed by Christ, that gives words of encouragement and assurance in anticipation of a Savior. We must prepare the way in our own lives and in the ways that we bump up against the world. Where there is wrong and injustice, we must acknowledge our culpability and repent so that we're able to better reflect the values and priorities of our Savior and Judge. We must always be available to Jesus. Jesus asks his disciples to be watchful and be prepared. He says, be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all the things that will take place. And to stand before the Son of Man. We're going to have to keep watch, see the signs of the time, so that we can appreciate and welcome the arrival of Christ Jesus into our lives and into our world. This means that we can't get discouraged down in the depths of difficult circumstances. It means that we can't bury ourselves in the divisive rhetoric that plagues many of our modes of communication. And it means that we can't despair because there's a delay in Christ's coming. It's hard to wait in expectation. It's hard to be patient when the days drag on. It's tempting to become complacent as we wait. However, this is not a time to be passive. Rather, we need to be exercising and getting ready so that we can stand. We need to be growing with God to have the strength we need to raise up our heads and utter the name of the Almighty. That's to say, the brothers and sisters, you and I, as followers of Christ, need to be in this endurance race. Even when the days get chaotic, even when we notice the signs of the kingdom, that's already present, already breaking in. We must watch and wait for the completion, for Christ's second coming. We're in a season that causes us to be frantic and busy. But I hope that we can live in joyful expectation rather than just busyness. Joyful expectation of the new things that God has promised to do through our coming Savior. God offers us hope and redemption and challenges us in these times. We're called to stand, knowing that God keeps promises. So let us prepare the way for Christ and stand firm in our hope and in our faith. Amen.